ba bu ba bu ba bum ba bu ba bu ba bum ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba ba.
Happy ba bu ba bu ba bu ba bum to you, my
Thanks.
Friend.
Thank you, Wendy. Hi, everybody. It's us, and it's the bonus hour. So sit back, relax, and enjoy yourself for the next 60 minutes or so as we take you down a trip down memory lane. You know, last night I watched a movie with my family. I watched a movie called Late Night.
Oh, you know about is? Kathy Bates is in it.
She's not in it.
I thought that was about the David Letterman, Jay Leno.
No.
That was also called Late Night, wasn't it?
That had a similar title. I think this one is Mindy Kaling, where she's a writer for a late-night television show.
Oh, I wanted to see that.
It was really pretty good. But here's what happened. Tell me how you would have handled this. In the beginning of the movie, it's apparent that the woman who hosts the late-night show is about to be replaced, right? And they're going to replace her with a young up-and-coming comic, and they show a clip of this comic, and he's supposed to be a comic. Like, they give him a fake name.
It's a guy, so she's being replaced by a guy.
Yeah, because she's older now. She's had the show for 20-plus years, and she's older. It's Emma Thompson playing the role, and, you know, Emma Thompson's always good.
She's great.
So the whole premise is Emma Thompson is not the hip, young, late-night talk show host. That, and they even mention other names, like they mention Jimmy Fallon and they mention Seth Meyers. He's in it for a little bit. They mention the competition, and she's not young and hip anymore, so they're going to replace her with the hottest comic working today. And then they show a clip of this guy, and it's obvious that he's based on somebody that we all know.
Uh-oh.
And maybe we like this guy and maybe we don't like this guy, but he dresses like this guy. He has the same energy as this guy. So all I will tell you is, it's a comic that we've talked about on the show before. It's a guy that I don't like. It's not Kevin Hart. Although Kevin Hart is also mentioned. They mention a lot of names of real comics during this movie. But should
like?
I tell you who it is, or is it best not to?
I want to guess, because I'm trying to think who you don't
I always,
like.
I always say
Carrot
this
Top,
about this
like
guy.
Him.
I'm not a fan of Carrot Tops, but it's not Carrot Top. But I always say it's energy in lieu of comedy. It's a guy who just goes up there with all kinds of energy. Like everything he does, he's all over the place. He's super energetic. But when you think about it, you go, I don't know if that was funny. It was really energetic. But was that funny?
I know you don't like Dane Cook.
It's Dane Cook.
Okay.
It's Dane Cook. So it's obvious that that's the guy that this character is based on. By everything about him, by the way he dresses, by his energy, by the fact that he's not funny, but he's all over the place, and a lot of people are all applauding and just, you know, you're just dazed by him, but there's no substance there. But I can't remember, because I say to my wife, I go, well, you know who that is, that's supposed to be, and then I blank on the name. I can't think of the name Dane Cook. I know the easy answer is to pull out your Google phone and Google it and go, who's the guy with a lot of
energy? You don't
do
that, and you don't let people around you do it.
I don't do it. If people around me want to do it, I have no say in it. But I know for me, I can't bring myself, if I'm missing a fact in my head, I can't bring myself to do that because I'm so afraid that that'll just be the thing then is every time I can't think of anything, I'll go, oh, just Google it and just Google it and move on. It took me an hour and 7 minutes.
God, I'm thinking about that.
I didn't even focus on the movie anymore. I'm going back going, I know he was in this, and I know he did that. He made that movie with Kevin Costner. I saw that. That was all right. And then he did, and what do they say when he comes out? How do they? I swear to you, I remember almost none of the movie because I spent the entire time trying to think of his name.
That's where Google kind of helps you, or you pause the movie.
I should have done that, except I was watching with two other people.
And they already knew the answer.
And they even said, are you okay? Because I'm, oh, what's that guy's name? Part of me was happy that I couldn't remember his name because I went, that means he's not in the collective anymore.
I don't really have an opinion one way or the other on Dane Cook. When I had seen him in the past, he kind of made me laugh.
Did he? Yeah.
Yeah. He hosted SNL. I can't remember if it was a good episode or not. You're going to say it wasn't good. He was okay. I didn't care one way or the other, but it's so hard to recall what he's done because I've not seen him perform anywhere in a very long time. I just saw that he's dating a really young girl.
He's dating a very young girl.
or got married to.
No,
or
dating,
something.
I believe. I think. Unless that's changed.
He's going to be in Honolulu.
Well, that's not bad. He was the hottest guy. There wasn't a long period, but there was a period where he was the hottest guy in stand-up.
Really?
Yeah. He really
like
was.
Like The Rock was the best actor?
Yes, much like, not the best actor, the highest earning actor. And actually, I will say this of Dane Cook. He is in this movie with Kevin Costner, where Kevin Costner is a murderer. And Dane Cook finds out about this.
And he's pretty good
in it.
By the way, the movie I was thinking about is The Late Shift.
Late Shift.
And that was, I forgot, directed by Betty Thomas.
Oh, I forgot about that too.
Yeah, and The Late Shift. And that was really good if you haven't seen it.
Kathy Bates, Daniel Roebuck. Right?
Yeah. I don't have the IMDb up. Oh. I'm sorry, I just want to know the name
of it. She played Helen Kushnick.
Yes.
The high-wielding agent.
She was really good.
She was very good in it.
Kathy Bates, John Michael Higgins played Letterman.
Roebuck played Leno.
Daniel Roebuck was Leno. And Ed Begley Jr.'s in it because he's in everything.
Who does he play in it?
He plays Rod Perth, whoever that is.
NBC executive.
Okay. John Capolos.
Chicago's very own.
God, I forgot he was in things. He plays Robert Morton.
Oh, do you know who that is?
The state
Letterman's
guy?
Producer.
Oh, I didn't know. Treat Williams is in it as Michael Ovitz.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, it's a pretty good movie, but I got that confused with Late Night, right? That's the name of it?
Yeah.
I want to see that.
Yeah.
Was it good, or you were just too into thinking about Dane
Cook? I honestly only remember a few minutes of it. I didn't need to be that obsessive. I could have just waited until the movie was over, but it was driving me crazy. Like, how can I not remember that guy's name? So eventually I did. And do you ever do this when you can't think of somebody's name? You start alphabetically. You go,
yes.
Is it Aaron? Is it Adam? Is it Alan? You're doing that alphabetically. And then you go, well, if I don't remember it, I won't remember it when I get to that part of the alphabet. That's ridiculous.
I know. It's a waste of time.
Yeah.
Because it never helps.
Yeah. Speaking of Treat Williams, do you have time for a quick Treat Williams story?
I would love a Treat Williams story. Always time for a treat.
One time I was working in Bloomington, Illinois, and the girl who was the middle act called and said, can we drive together to Bloomington? And I said, yeah, absolutely. She said, I'll tell you what, I just had my car serviced. Why don't I drive? I'll pick you up. I gave her my address. So she comes by the house. I get in the car and she looks very sad. And I go, is everything okay? And she goes, some shocking news. Did you hear about Treat Williams? I go, I did not hear about Treat Williams. What happened? Usually, if something big happens with Treat Williams, I'm not the first to find out about it, but I'm in the top three.
Top three.
Sometimes.
Huh.
So I said, what happened to Treat Williams? And she said, he died. And I go, this is horrible. How did Treat Williams die? She said, nobody knows. He was shooting a movie in Vancouver, and they went to get him in his trailer, and he was hunched over, and they thought he was napping, and they shook him, and he was dead. And I said, I can't believe that. Treat Williams. She goes, yeah, isn't that a shocker? So I then called my wife and told her the story. When we got to the club, I knew the guy that was the MC. I told him that story. I mentioned it on stage.
This was pre-internet, right?
This was before the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or actually, the internet was just starting to be a thing, but it wasn't a big thing yet. Only 11 of us had it back then.
And you were one of the 11?
I was part of the test group. Yeah, they tested it at my house and at NASA.
Yeah, here's someone who will never figure it out. We'll give it to him.
Right. Treat Williams was one of the 11. That's how I always knew when stuff was going on, because he would, at the time, we'd say message me, but then later it became email. All right, so the next day, I talked to a dozen people, and everyone I talked to, I brought up Treat Williams, and everyone was sad. And then I read in the paper about a week later that he was in some movie. He's got some movie coming out. No mention of his demise whatsoever. Then the next time I saw this girl, I go, hey, I'm curious. What happened with Treat Williams? And she goes, what do you mean? I go, you told me that he died. She goes, yeah, I dreamt that Treat Williams died. Isn't that a crazy dream?
She failed to tell you that was a dream.
She didn't tell me that it was a dream. But by that time, I had half of America believing that Treat Williams was dead. I'm surprised he didn't come to my house and take a swipe at me.
You know how these things have surfaced
these rumors these of people's
folkses, I call them. Yeah, the folkses,
the folk hoaxes. The folk hoaxes start out with a guy like me
yes.
who's given erroneous information based on a dream.
You're the hoax master general.
Oh, I hope that's not true, Wendy.
That's weird you said it on stage.
But then every time I saw him for the next 5 years, if he'd show up in something, I got a weird creepy feeling like, ooh, he's on borrowed time, that Treat Williams.
He's pretty active on Twitter. He's at R Treat Williams.
I haven't seen him in anything in a long time.
Yeah.
He's a good actor.
He was an all-American looking actor, wasn't he?
Wouldn't it be hard to go through life named Treat?
I think it would be lovely.
A lot of pressure. I don't think I could pull it off. Call me Treat for a week. Let me see how I feel about it.
Treat. You could be a treat.
I don't think I could.
You kind of look like him.
No, you're being kind.
He's been working steadily.
He's got some serious eyebrows.
Yeah.
He really does.
He was in...
Not Scorsese, Andy Rooney eyebrows, Brezhnev eyebrows, but his eyebrows, they mean business.
He was...
Don't you think?
Yeah, they
That's
seem
the only
to be
way
more groomed now. They're
it's the only way I can tell him apart from Tom Skerritt was his giant eyebrows. I wouldn't know who was who.
Tom Skerritt.
And Treat Williams has more of a way with the song than Skerritt did, in my opinion.
Was he a song and dance man, Treat Williams?
Treat Williams could sing and dance.
He's been in...
Did you see him in Hair?
He was in Hair?
Yeah.
Then yeah.
Really good.
Then yeah, I did see him.
He's really good in Hair.
He's been working pretty steadily. Like, he's been on Blue Bloods.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'll start watching it. I'll binge it. All of his episodes only.
He has two new movies coming out. Christmas on the Square, it's in post-production, and the Doherty Gang.
Oh.
Or do you say Doherty?
Doherty.
He was in The Great Alaskan Race. I don't know what that is. 2019. Drunk Parents, 2019.
These sound like direct-to-video, don't
and
they?
Up
if I'm
until
wrong, I apologize.
2018, he's been on Chicago Fire.
He has?
As a Benny Severide, yeah.
So he's been here in town.
Oh, Chesapeake Shores.
What's that? That
I
sounds
don't know.
Like a. That sounds like a retirement village.
Out east.
Yes. Yes, it does.
A young woman returns to her hometown to help save her sister's failing inn.
I would love a movie like that.
Where she contends with memories and faces from her past.
And Treat Williams in the same movie?
Yeah, Jesse Metcalf, Barbara Niven, Treat Williams. I've never heard of that.
Wow. How did I not know about that movie?
He's still been working.
Good for him.
Good old Treat.
He's the only person I can think of named Treat. Do you know any others?
No.
That can't be his name at birth. You wouldn't name your kid Treat. That's so much pressure.
I have to see if it's his real name. Richard Treat Williams.
All right. I can see that.
So that's a family name.
Right.
And that's why his Twitter handle is R Treat Williams.
Oh. All right. Now that makes sense. But could you do that to... I mean... It's so much pressure to have a name that stands out that much.
Yes, Bill.
That's a pretty common name.
I know.
Did you ever meet anyone else with that name?
We have a lot of Johns and Jims between my family and Jim's family.
Because no one could take a chance. Up until right now, like the last 10 or 15 years, if you had a boy, you couldn't take a chance. You had to name them one of the 8 or 9 names.
Yeah.
You just didn't have an option.
And I have a Michael, which was always the most common name, although I think it's been knocked off the list
by Noah.
Oh, is that it? I like that.
That was the number
name
one
too.
Name. But Michael forever was the number one name. Because it appeals to everybody.
We knew girls named Michael. Michael Sneed.
Michael Learned.
Yes.
Treat Williams.
Were they related? Or
I think he was on a very special episode of The Waltons. Where he was a song and dance man who came to Walton's Mountain. And they said, are you Tom Skerritt? And he goes, with these eyebrows? Are you kidding me? And then he's burst into song.
It's weird. I'm reading about Treat Williams. He has a brother, Trick. Trick Williams.
That's something, if you want to be crazy and you have twin boys, why not?
Especially if they're born on Halloween.
Right. They would be the goofus and gallant of the Williams clan.
Oh, by the way, when we had the lady from Highlights Magazine on the air with us, I went ahead and ordered the younger version. Like, I think Highlights is age 10 and up or something, but the younger one is called High Five.
Yeah.
I ordered that for my great niece.
How did that go over?
She loves it.
I'm sure of it.
I get pictures from my niece showing me her daughter holding up the, you know, what's different in the picture and finding things. I haven't
That's
seen
it. Excellent.
I want to get a Highlights magazine for my own self.
Does she burn through it, though, like in a day?
Not in a day, because she's only four, so it does take her a little while. We were older, and it's like it took me an hour, and I could go through the whole thing.
If you were at the dentist's office, you knew by the time you came in and sat down to the time you went into the room, the dentist room, you'd have solved all the problems. Right? Yeah.
But it's still fun.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great gift. What a great gift idea. All right. We will take a break. We'll get you some news, and then there's more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
It's a Monday, and that means Kim Gordon is not going to do our news because she starts later in the day on Monday. So it's always a surprise as to whom we get on Monday for our news. Lo and behold, it's Ryan Burrow.
Hi, Ryan.
I need to get a better contract. I need to get the Kim contract is what I need to get, right?
Always a pleasure to have
Thanks
How
for
are
having
you? Everything
me.
Good?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. I was up here, and I you guys were in the middle of your show, and I was giving a tour to Maggie Shea.
Mm-hmm.
She is, she's a Team USA sailor, and she's hoping to qualify for Tokyo. She and her teammate, who's from Wisconsin, qualified the boat. So we know that we've got one slot.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have to qualify. So she helped USA get the slot for Tokyo, but that doesn't necessarily mean that she's going to be the one the game. So she's still got more
qualifying. What will determine this?
She's got more races, two more races coming up, and one more.
Is she confident or is she nervous?
Yeah, you know, she's quick to point out, look, I'm not on Team USA, but I think we're on the right path.
Oh, that's
right
excellent.
So, yeah. I said congratulations and good luck and shook her hand, and she had some nice biceps and triceps going.
She really did. It's amazing. She says they actually have to gain weight. The boat itself weighs about 200 pounds, and then you've got two of them essentially dangling off the side of it. She says, each of us is trying to gain 5 or 6 pounds because as the season goes on, we lose weight. You got to, like, they start the season heavier and then they get lighter.
Yeah.
It's interesting. That is a world that I am not familiar with at all, sailing world.
Can you explain this? Is it the course that they take? I'm trying to remember if it's what I've seen on TV. Do they have to steer around things in the water? That's what they do,
and they're
right?
competing against 21 other boats at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I asked her if, you know, they get a lot of, you know, are you going to get a lot of TV coverage? And she goes, it's very hard to get because not necessarily the interest, but these races last hours.
Oh, they do.
You know, and there are so many of them, and they're in open water. I mean, there's really nothing to see. So, yeah.
Oh, I hope she gets on the team. That's great. She's from Wilmette, you said?
She is. She is. And she will be featured on our Quest for Gold series. If anyone's been following that, WGNRadio.com. I think we're at episode 7 right now. We interviewed Phil Dahlhauser, of gold medalist for men's beach volleyball last week, among others. So, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah,
that sounds good. Where can people hear this?
WGNRadio.com.
Very good.
Usually posts on Saturday.
All right.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Ryan. I appreciate it more.
You want me to leave now?
No.
No, you can stay.
I want you to stay.
I got nowhere else to be.
Thank
you. Do you want to take a test on the air? Do you want to do this?
I'm ready. What is the test? Can Ryan be my emergency phone line if I need one?
I hope it's not an emissions test because my car failed it this weekend.
It did?
It did.
What
and
year
I just got
is
an
it?
Estimate. Not good.
Does your car smoke?
Apparently.
Oh.
I don't know. There's vapor coming out of some water pipe thing.
Bad for you.
Okay. How old is your car? It can't be that old.
2009.
We had a 2007 that still keeps passing.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
There's some kind of leak. There's some break, and it's very expensive, and my wife and I have some conversations to have tonight. Because, I mean, at what point do you just say, this isn't worth the value
of
the
car?
It's got 114,000 on it.
We have a Toyota Corolla that has about 146,000 miles on it.
Mm-hmm.
And my older son, Michael, that's his car now.
Yeah.
And we're just going to let him do it till it till it breaks down.
You get the call on the side of the road. Right.
Yeah. But I mean, we just put new tires on it. The engine is running well. There's been some minor things like shocks and struts, but I mean, that car's been paid off probably for since.
Yeah,
see, 2017 at least. No, not before that.
I don't
that.
Want car payments. That's the one thing I don't want. We haven't had it for a while, yeah. And I don't want to go back down that road again. But this car is just like every year, it's like another $1,000.
They don't
this or that. It's falling apart. It's a piece of
they
junk.
They don't fine you, do they? You just have to.
Well,
have
they won't
it.
Give you your license if you
yeah,
don't pass.
If your license
or your license plate, they yeah. won't give you an updated one.
Because that's when you usually go to do it. Like May and March, we have to get our new sticker.
Yeah.
So you'd go do the emission control, thinking you'll pass no problem. Yeah.
There's just so many other things. Like there was, and this just to top it off, there was a nail in the tire, which is patchable. But I mean, you put that in the fact with the passenger side. Electric door doesn't unlock anymore. The trunk is only about 50% when it opened. I mean,
right,
it's like
time.
All these little things, and it's like you bring it in, and then they slap you with it's like $3,500.
Okay, oh, wow.
Like, to fix that for the emission control?
No, for
basically?
Everything. For oh, everything altogether. But it's like the car's not worth that.
Right.
You know what I mean? I couldn't sell this to someone for that. So it's
yeah.
like.
Well, now it's time. I think you've just answered your
know,
own question.
But I got another car that's a 2003 that's not in better shape. So now we risk in a couple of years, boom, having two car payments, right?
Well, we just bought another car. Yeah. We have. To, I mean, that's what you
this
have to
life.
Do sometimes.
This is life. Life stinks.
Oh,
sometimes.
Come on,
it
Ryan.
It was so easy
Anyways,
being a
what
kid.
Was your test?
Well,
what's
so
this test?
Dylan's a junior in high school, and they're studying immigration. And
yes.
their
okay.
awesome history class, which I was telling you about, it combines English literature and U.S. history, the same eras.
That's
so
excellent.
They read the book when they're studying
yeah,
what's going
great.
On. So one of these projects, he was asked, what do you think the ideal path to become a citizen is?
Mm.
And, you know, he had some things that he said. So I was just Googling things, and I found a U.S. naturalization test that you'd have to take.
Boy. This is the current one?
Yes.
It is?
And
right.
I'm shocked because I suck at this stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are 10 questions. I only got one wrong.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's
so
very good.
I can I quiz you?
Yeah.
I didn't write down the answers.
So is she officially an American? Does 90%
yeah,
pass?
Yeah, congratulations, Wendy, on being an American.
Yeah, you need 6 to pass.
6,
oh.
okay.
All right. So you guys should be good to go.
Well, we insist on doing this test together, Ryan and I, in case one of us doesn't know an answer. So if it ever comes to where we really have to take the test, Ryan, call me or I'll call you.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Go ahead. Our goal is 6 out of 10. And then we can remain in the country.
America.
Yeah.
All right. I thought I sent it to myself, but I didn't. So I'm going to have to try to remember the proper answers.
Oh.
Name one state that borders Mexico. Here are your choices.
Oh, no.
Florida, Arizona, Louisiana, Nevada.
Arizona.
Bill?
I will say the same.
Yes, you are
yep.
right.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yep.
What is the...
I like that they gave you multiple choices because I already, in my head, was... I already knew some without even the choices.
Well, I can imagine for someone coming from Poland that might
they
be
might
a little
not
more
know
difficult.
It. Right, yeah. right.
It's... You do need to... here, I have the answers here. I just want to make
involved.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm terrible at geography. I really am. So you guys said Arizona. The answer...
Yeah, we were right.
They accept California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas as correct answers.
Mm-hmm.
Of the first 36,000 responses to this question, 94% correctly chose Arizona
oh,
as the answer.
I don't feel as special as I did a minute ago, but I still feel special.
Feel and really dumb if you were one of the 6%.
Right.
Though,
right?
And I need to point out that California and New Mexico and Texas weren't an option.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Just so you know. What is the highest court in the United States? United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, United States District Court for the District of Columbia, the Supreme Court, or Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces?
I will say Supreme Court.
Supreme.
Yes. 99% accurately chose that.
I would also say Madison Square Garden. If there is extra credit.
No, there is
that.
Not.
There isn't any extra credit.
What is an amendment, a change to the U.S. Constitution, when control of the White House changes parties, when Congress passes a new law, or a correction to a published news article?
I will say A.
I'm in amendment
to B. A change to the Constitution or an addition to the Constitution are correct answers.
Ryan, you and I are halfway to becoming U.S. citizens.
Can't wait.
We've got 3 out of 3.
97% chose that correctly.
All right.
Name one of the two longest rivers in the United States: the Ohio River, the Colorado River, the Rio Grande, and the Missouri River. Let Bill answer first.
The Ohio River. All right, so it's one of the two longest in the United States, and my choices are
the Ohio River,
the Ohio,
Colorado River,
Colorado,
Rio Grande,
yeah,
and the Missouri River.
I'm going to say Rio Grande.
What do you say?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'd say Ohio River.
You both are wrong.
Oh.
And I got this right.
Colorado?
Missouri. The Missouri River.
Okay.
Really?
Yes. U.S. Customs accepts the Mississippi River and the Missouri River as correct answers. And I may have gotten it because in my head I was thinking Mississippi.
Yeah, I mean, Mississippi's the would have been the easy one if they would have said which one's the longest.
Right.
This proved to be one of the toughest questions in this quiz.
Oh,
of the first 36,000 responses, 56% of the quiz takers got this incorrect. 33% chose the Colorado River. The Missouri River is the longest river in the U.S., and the Mississippi River is the second.
Mm.
Really? Huh.
Mm.
But I may have gotten that correct by accident.
Oh. Well, you still got it right.
I did.
So that's good. You can remain a U.S. citizen. Ryan and I, by the way, we may not.
No.
There's one coming up that I totally got wrong, and I'm embarrassed. I'll tell you. How old do citizens have to be to vote for president? 21, 18, 16 and a half, or 24?
18.
Yes. 93%.
Got that one right.
It should be higher.
It should be higher. Yeah. So we're for those scoring at home, Ryan and I are four-sixths of the way there.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten four out of five. We need at least six to remain in the country.
We're in Toronto.
Right now, we're heading towards the border.
Let's see if they're going to
let us in.
Yeah. Right. Question number six.
Yes.
And I'm shocked I got this right because I'm terrible with history. Who did the United States fight in World War II? Soviet Union, China, Poland, Germany.
It's Germany.
Yeah.
That's what I chose too. And the U.S. Customs accepts Japan and Germany and Italy as correct answers.
I like how we both looked at each other just to make sure that we're not getting tricked.
I thought
like,
it was a trick question.
Like, are we about to say something wrong?
Yeah,
yes.
That one seemed too easy.
That
one seemed way too easy.
98% were correct on this. 2% chose Russia.
We're on the border.
We're so close.
How many do you have now?
Five out of the six.
Can't wait to taste that Popeye's chicken.
We need one
I got
more.
This one wrong.
Oh, extra added pressure.
Okay.
All right.
This is the only one I got wrong. We elect a U.S. senator for how many years? Let Bill answer first, by the way, Ryan. Mm-hmm. 4 years, 6 years, 2 years, or 8 years? We elect a U.S. senator for how many years? 4 years, 6 years, 2 years, 8 years?
6 years.
Ryan?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was wrong. You're right.
Half dozen.
The correct answer is six. Of the first 35,000 responses, 81% got this correct. 14%, including myself, chose four. I screwed up on that.
It's six.
I was really upset with
Durbin
myself.
Durbin and Duckworth are in there for 6 years,
yeah.
And then they go again.
Yeah.
You passed, right?
So far, unless people question it, you and I can remain U.S. citizens.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I imagine people will look into this, and we may be called back.
I'm in it for the Slurpees.
The U.S. naturalization test, what's hot and what's cold. It's all sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. We move on to question eight.
So far, there have been no Broadway questions at all. Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
I was expecting one Neil Simon question, but so far, nothing.
Who lived in America before the Europeans arrived?
Ah.
Native Americans, Aboriginals, Incans, or the colonists?
The Inca Dinka Doans. That's Jimmy Durante's people.
Inca Dinka not doing anything.
I'm afraid that the answer is actually in the answer, right?
Yes, it is.
You are a Native
Who lived
American.
In America before the Europeans arrived? Very good.
Ryan is correct. Yes. He used deductive reasoning to realize that, A, you're Native American.
99% of the responses were correct.
Who could have gotten that one wrong?
Oh, there's a big Inca contingent out there.
You know, it's funny, though, because in your head, the colonists, like, oh, well, that makes sense.
We're always there.
I did not get that one wrong.
Chasing turkeys around.
Yes. How many amendments does the Constitution have?
Too many.
27, 26, 28, or 10? Bill has to answer first.
28.
I'll go 27.
don't know. Ryan would be right.
Oh,
yes!
No.
Yes! See why I like to have Bill go first?
What about the amendment that Ryan can't always be right? Did that ever pass?
This was the most difficult question of the quiz, which I did get right, by the way.
You got this one?
Yes. 27th Amendment. I don't know. For some reason, that just rang in my head.
Oh, I guess so. Which is what? What is the 27th Amendment?
I have no idea.
All right. But you know it exists.
Yep. That's all I know. I might have thought there were 29 for a while, too.
I thought there was a bonus amendment.
61% of the first 35,000 responses choosing an incorrect answer. So 61% got this wrong.
Right.
31% chose 26. 25% chose 28.
Now, we should point out, and I'm not trying to underplay what you and I just did, Ryan, because it's been amazing so far.
Quite a run.
And Ron, to you as
one
well.
One more question.
Yesterday. But a lot of people who, when answering these, have been studying this stuff for quite a while so that they can pass the test. You and I have not been studying at all.
That's why I thought it would be fun to do it, because I had not studied
right.
at all. And I'm terrible with history and the Constitution. I'm shocked I even passed
you
it in
9 out of 10.
Grade.
But we have absorbed this information from childhood
to
now.
I mean,
every time we do a 4th of July celebration, I mean, these kind of things come up. We see a map a lot. If you're coming from a different country and you're not familiar
right.
with it, I am always amazed when I listen to Steve Cochran's show, you know, G didn't grow up here.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of things that but we did.
Right.
So that's more commonplace for us. People she just doesn't know.
And my question to you, Bill, is if people are trying to come to the border to enter our country, besides being treated crappily, I don't know. Have they studied or are they fleeing and then they have no idea?
Well, I think this test is given to people who are getting through by the means that they want them to get through, not people that are trying at the last minute to
but
come to the border.
But don't they have
say,
to take this in order to become a citizen at some point?
Yeah.
See, I don't know what the process is.
Yeah. But my guess is the bulk of the people taking this test are people who had prearranged.
Gone through.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Bill has to answer this one first, too.
Okay. Oh,
pressure's on.
Well, he's a news guy.
So you think he would just
You're
know
a blues
it.
Guy.
This is going to be a question about Anderson Cooper, isn't it?
All right, the last question.
Gloria Vandeveld.
Did you say Vandeveld?
No, Vandeveld.
She does traffic, too.
Yeah.
If both the president and the vice president can no longer serve, who becomes president?
The Speaker of the House.
The President of the Senate, the Secretary of Defense, the Speaker of the House, or the Secretary of State?
Well, it's going to be Speaker of the House, although they're trying to change it so that it's The Rock, but I don't think that'll pass.
You're
absolutely
right.
He's very deserved, but it's the Speaker of the House.
88%, including me, got this one right.
Oh.
So how many did you get out of 10? Billy got
I got 8. Nine. You got 9.
I got 9 as well.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
It was the Rivers.
Yeah, that's that. With that one shouldn't be on there, Wendy. I don't like the Rivers question.
The U.S. Senator, everything's 2 or 4 years. Why does 6 come up all of a sudden?
For Senate.
They should have
congressman 2 years.
More
basically, they get elected and then they start running again. That's kind of the way it works.
Congressmen are 2 years, senators are 6.
Correct.
Isn't that strange? Because almost everything else is a 4-year cycle.
That's what I just said. It's
why
like,
is that?
There's a lot of strange
6
stuff.
Was like confusing to me.
Shouldn't there be at least one question about Babe Ruth? Shouldn't
no.
there be? You don't think
Hot
so?
Dogs?
Yeah.
What is in a hot dog?
Right.
No one can answer
this. No one knows.
Here are your multiple choices.
Even the people at hot dog companies are like, well, that's a tough question.
Yeah. So can I take this 9 out of 10 and bring it to the emissions place then? And
yeah,
see
if you show them your results on this. Yes, Ryan. Absolutely.
Well, I may be sputtering gases out, but I at least know that there are 27 amendments.
Let me see if there's an emission test you can take in its place.
I studied super hard, and I still failed.
Even on the emissions test, there's one question about rivers. Why do they want the rivers questions? Come on.
All right.
I don't have a pontoon boat.
How often do you have to get your emissions test?
Oh, is this question number 11 on the?
I'm just curious because I
every
didn't
other
know
year?
This.
I think it's every
think other
it's
year,
every
right?
Two
every 2 years.
Yeah.
2 years. Yeah.
Vehicles more than five model year old.
Yes, that's where I'm at.
Vehicles more than 5 model years old are required to be inspected upon change of ownership.
Why wouldn't they just say 5 years old? Why
well,
5 years old?
That's
model
my other problem,
old.
Right? I can't just dump this car because it's in their system as having failed. So if someone else in this area, now if I go to Wisconsin where they don't.
No, you can sell it and then you put on the thing,
on
I've sold the car.
I can sell it for me, but who's going to buy it? Who's going, and the microphone is
in there. Yeah, I'm talking to them.
Who's going to buy it? knowing, because this is logged now, right?
Right.
Oh, you're not going to get a private person to buy this.
Yeah. Strip it up for parts. Then it would be fine then. But if someone wants to buy it to
Cars for Kids.
That's right.
Please.
You'll get a tax write-off.
You'll get a tax write-off. Come on. And those kids will come to your house and serenade you. You don't want that?
I don't.
Do current cars still need to get emissions control test?
Yeah, it's my understanding, too, this is just for metro areas, right? I mean, if you're out in the middle of nowhere, they don't really do that, right?
Oh, they
this
don't?
Is the Chicago area. Yeah, I don't think Wisconsin does it.
They don't?
I don't think
they
so.
They should do it.
I don't know, maybe Milwaukee, maybe Madison, but I think if you're in rural areas, they don't really...
Wow, I didn't know that.
Testing begins when a car is 4 years old. So the first 3 or 4 years, you don't have to do anything.
Oh, that's why they say car years, because you could buy, you could buy a 19 in 18. You know, like the 20s are out now, even though it's 19.
Right, I just bought a 19.
Yeah, so...
And then every 2 years thereafter, certain autos, including diesel and electric-powered cars, are exempt, regardless of age.
Wow.
So get an electric car.
Do all emissions testing places... I don't know if this... I've only been to two, and they've both done this. Do they all have a racing car theme to them?
I didn't notice that. The Mars
has a lot of checkered
flags. The movements
that
were made at the one that I went was nowhere near racing.
No, it's just the opposite?
Slow movements. Yeah.
The ones by me all have a racing car theme. There's a lot of checkered flags, and they wear jumpsuits like they were your pit crew.
I think
and
you
stuff.
Were at Great Clips.
Yeah, I went to Great Clips. Isn't that where you go?
Boy, if you could get a haircut and get your emission.
Those people, though, I got to give them credit because, I mean, they do the same thing every time, right? Yeah. They have to sit in a car. Yeah. They have to put the thing in. Yeah. And then they always, go stand it. You have to go stand in this
There's
little box.
There's a booth,
There's
right?
There's a little box they make you stand in, whether it's hot out, whether it's cold out. Yeah. You know, it's an interesting job.
They put a long tube thing into your exhaust pipe.
They didn't have that. No, they clipped that. It underneath.
Oh,
no,
yeah, that's changed,
by
I guess,
gas.
Man.
Yeah.
They used to make you rev your engine, but I've noticed that the last two times I've gone in, they do it.
One time when I brought my son and he was in the car seat in the back.
They sit in there?
They let me sit in the passenger side while they did it. They didn't make him get out.
Oh, that's handy.
Is it? Or he was breathing in all the stuff?
No, because the stuff's on the outside. He was on the inside. Then.
But I don't understand why they have to use the big red marker when they circled the failed and give it to you.
That's
kind of That's
not good.
I've never had a car
Did
fail.
Your parents,
I'm sorry.
Really?
Never.
Did your parents have to initial it?
I have to bring it back. Actually, so they gave me a form, and they said, these are all the places you can go. You don't have to take it there, but these are the places that are closest to us to get it repaired, and you have to have them fill out a form. So, yeah, it is like initialing to say we are certified and we verify that this. So next time when I go, I hand that to them. They go. I get the pass, and then I'm good to go.
Oh, wow.
If I want to pay these thousands of dollars
to get
that's
expensive.
Done.
What do they call it if you go get this test at night?
A nocturnal emissions test.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for playing along. I'm shocked as hell that you
Why
did.
Why isn't that one of the questions on the test to become a U.S. citizen? That's much better than the Rivers question.
I don't know. Indiana has to get their cars biennially. Biennially.
So every other year.
It. Okay. The biennially.
Who's Anna Lee?
So every other year, again, if you get the electric vehicles or if it has antique vehicle status, not quite yet.
Almost.
Not there.
Wait another year or
Ceremonial
two.
Vehicle, put
Steve
some bear stickers
told me
on it.
To do the old just leave the car, or leave the keys in the car and walk away from
it. Let it get stolen.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Ryan, thank you very much for hanging out. Congratulations on retaining your U.S. citizenship.
Well,
that's very exciting.
You too, Bill.
Yeah, that's very exciting. All right.
We should be proud of ourselves.
Well, I am. All right, we'll take a little break, and then we'll say goodbye next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Trying to figure out what country I would have gone to had my U.S. citizenship not been renewed. I mean, there's so many great countries out there. I just don't know who would have me.
Anyone would have you, Bill.
Oh, you're being nice. Canada's close by.
You like hockey.
I do enjoy hockey. Maybe
too
I'll...
cold.
It's the thing. But still.
You liked London.
Yeah, England was nice. And I speak the language a little bit. Not
English?
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah,
know
sort
a little
of.
Bit about the language. Keira Knightley lives there.
I gotta go.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. What about tomorrow? Try it again tomorrow?
Yeah, let's do it again tomorrow. It's all a two for Tuesday. We'll both be here.
Oh, that'll be
fun. Two for Tuesday. We'll both be here.
Yeah, I look forward to that. All right, that's it. Bye, everybody. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.